Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I'll tell you, all I've been doing, Mike Harmon, the last few minutes is trying to think of the NFL equivalents of the 75th all-time team, like how ridiculous it was, some of the people who are on it in the NBA, like AD and Damian Lillard. Like, who would be the NFL equivalents? Like, if the NFL did, hey, here's our anniversary.
Well, because they did one for 75.
Yeah, and 75 right? Was, hey, great. You're talking about the best of the best.
And then we had the all-time team. Yeah, no, because remember, Bill Belichick won an Emmy. So they have the 100 that came out last year. Here's the, I mean, we could see the entire roster, but I don't know that there's current guys on there.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to bring it up. It's a slow-moving, flash-driven website, so it's a little problematic.
It's like having like Odell Beckham Jr. on the list, right? of top NFL players of all time. Look, having Dak Prescott being on the list, J.J. Watt being on the list, like that's kind of the equivalent of some of the things. Like, hey, you know, people don't know the NBA didn't exist before 2012. Let's just put everybody who's played the last 10 years on it. Why not? We'll do it that way. This NBA 75th list is the gift that keeps on giving. It's just so awesome. The people that they feel had to be on it. I really wanted to see all the players except for LeBron James that are playing now get snubbed, because you know how pissed they would be. They would be Twitter would be broken with people saying, I can't believe I was disrespected enough to not be put on the 75th NBA all-time team. But you're in the middle of your career. You're 31 years old. Doesn't matter. I've proven enough already in the last 8 years to show I should be on that list. Forget about all the guys that played in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. Forget about all those guys. How am I not on this list? I played 8 years. How am I on the list?
Yeah, I think NFL list, Jason, the 100, I think there were two active players at the time, Brady and Vinatieri. I'm kind of scrolling through quickly because all the pictures have finally loaded, and I don't see anybody else. Otherwise, you're looking at mostly guys from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and then, well, the hits of today. No, a few of those guys from the 90s that made it in, and, you know, a guy like Devin Hester, who retired in 2016, now eligible for Hall of Fame candidacy this year. We'll see what happens when they make their vote here in Los Angeles. No more David Baker, by the way. We had to, you know, we mentioned it, I think, in updates and trending earlier in the week. But, I mean, that's a big loss for our guy Jason Cole. I don't know how he's going to be able to respond.
Well, no, unless
he doesn't
Jason
have a
Cole
protector
now,
anymore.
Unless now he's taking over and Jason Cole is going to run the Pro Football Hall.
Right, but whoever takes over might pay more attention to the nonsense he does with us.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He's been operating in safe haven because of David Baker.
You just lost your protector.
You'll hear Jason Cole tomorrow. We'll certainly bring that up among many other NFL topics.
Speaking of the NFL, Javonte Williams in the end zone. We just talked about what a stud he looks like he's going to be.
Yeah, he could be.
17-14 now with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Broncos just kick off to the Browns, who have the football. Again, they lead by 3 with just under 6 minutes left to go. So we'll have more NFL. Jay Glazer will stop by after the game, as he always does. But what's going on right now in Chavez Ravine? The Dodgers are 6 outs away from extending the NLCS and cutting the Braves' lead to 3-2, and they have one man to thank for it, Chris Taylor.
Who one is man now wrecking crew.
4-for-4 tonight with 3 home runs and 6 RBIs. He just went deep again in the bottom of the 7th. He has homered now in the 2nd, the 5th, and the 7th. He also drove in a run with a single in the 3rd inning. He has done everything for the Dodgers tonight for them to continue their season. And in what is not going to get as much attention, but this is a very big deal, is Dave Roberts has pushed all the right buttons in his relieving crew, because this was a big bullpen game for LA tonight, right? They're on their 6th pitcher, and you still could probably trot out 2 more getting to the end of this one. And so far he has pushed all the right buttons. And that's what people don't understand when you have bullpen games, why I can't stand bullpen games, because there's less runs scored in the playoffs in general. you got to stay away from the big innings, right? All these things that are different in the playoffs that are in the regular season. When you have a bullpen game, right? You're expecting, let's just say you average seven pitchers in a bullpen game, right? Because that's kind of, it's not like a guy's coming in to pitch three and then two and two thirds. No, a bullpen game is everybody's going to come in and pitch an inning, maybe an inning and a third. So you're talking about seven pitchers coming in. You have to go 6 for 7 in bringing in the right relievers. And that's a hard winning percentage, man. Because you can withstand one guy having an off night and win. Because the other team's going to put some runs on the board. You can have one guy having an off night because then you could get him out of the game and get somebody else in. But the percentage you need to be successful to win a bullpen game, it's so incredibly high. You know, you can't go 4 for 7 and win a bullpen game. You'll lose by 8 runs if you go 4 for 7. You go 5 for 7, it probably isn't enough. That's why a bullpen game is so bad. And I don't like how the Dodgers continue to find relievers, because eventually you will go to the guy and find the guy who it's not his night. I've said it for so long, and the Dodgers love doing this. Other teams like doing it too, but it's like a last resort. The Dodgers like, well, we'll do a bullpen game. And the bullpen games, they have seen their day. You do not have the best chance to win a game by going to a bullpen game. It's a lot easier to get an innings eater out there and say, all right, go in, give us 3 or 4 innings, right? In the regular season, it's give us 6 innings. If you can give us 5 or 6 innings, that's great, man, and we'll figure it out from there. In the playoffs, it's, hey, if you can give us 3 innings, even into the fourth, if that's all you can do, that's great. We'll bring in a few more relievers after that, but give us something. But this is just, it's a recipe to fail when you continually have to say, hey, all right, then, you know, let's go from Kelly to Phillips and Gratterall and Trinan and Knable. You're not going to get everybody right. Everybody's not going to have a big night. So you're eventually going to find the player who is not going to be who doesn't have his stuff. He's going to give up a bunch of runs, and you're going to wind up losing. I mean, this is a very impressive percentage tonight for Dave Roberts going to the bullpen, because he is really 5 for 5 so far, because Kelly's the only guy that you know didn't do his job, and he started the game. So you know, everybody else that have gone to it, it's been the right guy at the right time. It's not sustainable. None of that's sustainable.
Well, no, and that's just it. You can get one. Right? I mean, you can have one bullpen game that works out, but they plan for multiple. And we've talked about it, you know, the number of guys that aren't available, and every team goes through injury. And yes, I know you listening out there, wherever you are across the globe, certainly across the country, baseball fans go, yeah, my team can't go to the well and just say, let's go what's in reserve here and go find a Max Scherzer. I get that. They did. And yet they're still in this type of situation. I just remember when we had long middle relief. That doesn't seem to exist anymore, right? I don't know. The guy got 2 innings. Can he get a third? Wait, what? What? Because you used to have, you know, that fifth or sixth arm in the playoffs that would be like, all right, we can get 4 out of him if we need to. Well, that doesn't exist. So you go to the well too many times. It's kind of like the fourth down plays for the Chargers, right? Early this season, they did all the pregame shows, had everything. Oh, look at all the teams going on 4th and 4th down, and it's become this league-wide thing. So you go to analytics, and yeah, the data says, you know, there's a lot higher success than you would believe, right? Logic of here's how it's always been done, and you change it up. Well, sometimes you flirt with danger, because as you say, it especially now with this rule that a guy's got to stay there for 3 batters too. Right, you don't get to do the switch like you used to. All right, he's going to come in to face this one guy because he's owned him his whole career, like Aaron Rodgers and the Bears. And no, you can't do that because he's got to stay out for 2 more. Well, what are his splits against those other guys, right? And problems may ensue. So you go to that. I just wanted to bring up one stat, though, since we celebrate the greatness of Chris Taylor tonight. And it's something I brought up as we got into the playoffs and we started looking at this lineup. Remember, he batted 115 in September, people. 6 for 52, 1 home run, 5 RBI. Both he and Cody Bellinger, the two least likely guys to give you fuel in your offense, given the way 2021 went overall, here they are in the playoffs. Oh, and Taylor's a free agent after this.
So the Dodgers, again, look like they're going to extend this. We'll talk more about this coming up throughout the show. You'll hear from Chris Taylor at the end. After all, the guys
home
runs today. Hey, Brian Snitker, what'd you think of Chris Taylor's performance tonight? I hope somebody asked him that in the postgame presser. What'd you think of his performance tonight?
Do you think he'd know the Lasorda reference if you were to ask him that?
You're not a baseball god if you don't get the Lasorda reference by what his performance is. No, you have to get that if you're a baseball
guy. Yeah, I would probably bet that he didn't.
Yeah. Oh, you think he wouldn't? I think he would. Too bad we don't know anybody that's asking the questions. Like, if it was NBA, we could get somebody to ask that question. But we don't know anybody MLB-wise can ask that question.
No, that was Wojcie there?
No.
I'll text him. Hey, Dan, are you there? I mean, it's at Dodger Stadium. He could be there.
Yeah, but ask him to get in on Zoom. Just ask him
he might be up in San Francisco watching the Clippers and the Warriors, actually.
You might be right. You might be right. So speaking of the NBA, right, this is watch this. I'm going to tell you the next 24 hours of why this is going to drive me crazy, and this is unfair, right? This is unfair because it's coming. You know it's coming, but it's unfair. A couple of big blowouts in the NBA tonight. Number one, the Miami Heat just lay waste to the Bucks, 137-95. This game wasn't close after the first quarter. Miami scored 40 in the first. They were up 40-17, and the Bucks never threatened. I mean, they didn't come close to making this a game after. And the Heat win going away, this is the new-look Heat. You know, Kyle Lowry even had a bad night with 5 points. He was only 1 out of 8 from the floor. You had Butler with 21. Bam Adebayo had 20. Tyler Herro had 27 off the bench. It was a big night.
Well, he wants to be mentioned in the same breath as Ja and Zion and all the young stars.
Well, I think Tyler Herro's upset that he's not on the NBA 75th anniversary team.
Oh, no.
I think he feels he should be on there.
Wow.
I love that that joke.
You're just
all
awful.
Night tonight.
You're just awful.
Hey, PJ Tucker had 8 points tonight. Should he have been on the NBA All 75th anniversary team?
Hey, you need your glue guys, man.
There's no glue guys on this 75th anniversary team. All right, PJ Tucker, you're in. All right, that's great. And all anybody is going to say is, oh, see, I told you about the new look Heat. Oh, the Heat made big moves in the offseason. They got better. Look at what they're doing. Look at the Heat. They're going to be a big threat in the East to the Bucks. Oh, look at them. 137-95. This is a blowout. The Bucks should have been better. This is the champs, all this. And then the same people are going to go, yeah, well, the Knicks, they won in double overtime. But, you know, whatever. Yeah, they made changes. And, you know, the one big guy they brought in scored 32 and hit a bunch of threes in the fourth quarter in overtime. But, the Knicks are just now. Watch. Everybody's going to fawn all over the Heat. Now, great the Heat are. They're off-season changes were great, but the Knicks, because I just don't like the Knicks. I don't like people talking about the Knicks. I don't like hearing people go, go New York, go New York, go, go New York. So I'm going to say bad things about the Knicks in the media because I'm that guy. Watch the reaction. Everybody's going to fall and trip over themselves to say what a great team the Heat are. Hey, but what about the Knicks? Nah, they're still only going to win 40 games. Watch how the next 24 hours unfolds.
You just need a hug. Man, it's an 82-game season. Why do you need the immediate reaction?
No,
like all the dopes outside of MSG last night. Look at us! Knicks! 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 Go New York! Go New York! Go. How many times did you see that over the course of the day? It's like, calm down.
Listen, don't attack me or I'm going to take back that Spike Lee suit I bought you for Christmas.
Did you pay $5 or did you pay $30?
Now you're not getting it.
Because you were talking it up like a $30,000 suit. I hope you didn't have to pay the escalator or were you trying to raise it? By the way, as soon as Von Miller got hurt in the first half, I mean, there's no teeth in the middle of this Denver defense. Not to jump you too much, but...
Focus. My fingers.
No. I made a promise to people in charge that I wouldn't let you hijack the show with all sorts of Knicks talk when they're not even playing on a given night. What I'm doing.
Focus. We're talking about the Bucks. Focus.
No, you weren't talking about the Bucks. You were talking about the Knicks. Nice try.
Focus.
Nice try talking about a relevant team because they played today.
Now I'm taking the suit back. Now forget it.
If you want to talk about the Bucks losing to lose their second game, that's fine. But you were taking it off into a Knicks segment.
Your
and that's just categorically unfair.
The $45,000 suit I bought you, I'm taking that back. I'm taking it back now.
I'll tell you what, if it goes up on alt or collectible or rally, I will buy shares in that suit. That's how much I believe in it.
Go to eBay right now and see it. Here's the seller. Nixio 1234 selling a Spike Lee $45,000 knockoff.
The event worn suit.
I mean, really, if you're Spike Lee, how much could you get if you tried to sell that suit today? You get a lot of money.
Well, especially they won.
You would get
a lot.
But
don't you have to now wear that to the next home game?
Oh, you have to wear until they lose,
yeah.
Which may not be until like January at some point.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
I made promises, and it's like when, you know, Jason Cole was supposed to keep Drew Pearson out of the hall, and he failed. I made promises that I'd keep you from, you know, doing segments about the Knicks on an off night, and I just really failed us there, which is why I tried to bring it back to something that was actually happening on the football field.
Speaking of on the football field, it looks like the Browns are going to escape Thursday night football with a win. They get a first down. They can now kill the clock, and they are going to win this game over the Broncos 17-14. And so now all the doom and gloom for the Browns, hey, we can slow play that for a little while. Everything is still okay. I mean, I don't know long term, but right now, everything is still okay. We have more on this game and more from the other big surprising result in the NBA tonight coming up next. Keep it right here. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, you are listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yes, sir. True.
Where, after tonight's game, Chris Taylor is now officially been named to the NBA all-time, all-75th anniversary team. Very big honor for him after his three-home run night for the Dodgers. And he could be getting up again here, as it is an 8-2 lead for LA as they're batting in the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Dodgers have first and second and nobody out. At this point, Dodger fans are saying, save the run, save them, we don't need any more. We're not even going to be sweating Jansen in the ninth.
Pile it on, demoralize them.
We could get a big night. We could potentially get Chris Taylor with a chance to drive in 10 runs in a playoff game.
What do you think the addition to the free agency contract is with every big hit? Think of what I can do for you in the playoffs. Oh, yeah, I don't hit in September, but you get me to October, baby, I will come through in big ways.
Will Smith is up right now. Again, nobody out for the Dodgers. Chris Taylor is on triple deck. So
hey, notice how everybody's in their seats today.
Yeah, well, they're winning. Everybody's staying. They're winning. No one's leaving yet. Yeah, we can still see it happening. So still three batters to go to get to Chris Taylor. But again, nobody out for the Dodgers here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Well, make it one out as Will Smith just struck out looking.
Boo!
But it looks like we are going to get another game in the NLCS back to Atlanta for game six. Now, before we get on, the football game is now completely over.
Yeah.
The Browns beat the Broncos 17-14. They hold on to win. It was a big night on the ground. And if you picked him up in fantasy and started him, hey, D'Ernest Johnson, he had some kind of night. He was having an okay night. Hey, he's got 80 yards. That's a pretty nice night. Yeah, you know, hey, picked him up. You know, got to have somebody. Got to start a Browns running back. He finishes with 146 and a touchdown for the Browns as they, without Baker Mayfield, beat the Broncos 17-14. All right, now going forward, there's two different angles to go here. You know, the Browns area and the Broncos. With the Browns, they have sort of bought themselves another couple of weeks of figuring things out, because the pressure for the Browns this year is immense, because their window to win is really just this year. Right, most teams, when their window opens, we have a young team, everybody's sort of coming together, we got a rookie quarterback on his rookie contract, you have years to figure it out. No, this Browns team is going to have mega questions if they can't win, if they can't succeed to a high level this season. You have Baker Mayfield going into the final year of his contract with a lame duck situation. Hope that he's got to play great. And at this point, is Baker Mayfield, if he has a bad year, stays injured, can you really still think he is the solution. Look, I like him. I like him more than most people do because of the way the Browns have built their team. He's the perfect quarterback for this team. But in the end, when there's injuries, you need your quarterback to win you some games. And Baker Mayfield hasn't done that enough. So you have that big question. Are you going to keep Odell Beckham Jr.? All right, is he going to go? You're going to have big questions on defense as well because, hey, let's go in on these guys to make our defense better. And when you play teams that aren't good offensively, the defense plays well. When they play teams that can score points, the defense plays badly. So it's really a middle-of-the-pack defense. And this team that I picked to go to the AFC Championship game, my pick looks a little bit better now because they're 4-3, but still looks pretty bad. This is a this-year window for the Browns. And then it's, hey, if things don't go right, then there's all kinds of questions going forward. That's the pressure on the Browns this season.
Yeah, when we look at Baker Mayfield, there have been a couple of instances that they needed to come up big in big moments and against these better teams, and it hasn't happened. Right, the run game now, D'Ernest Johnson comes in. 7 carries, 52 yards on that final drive, Jason. 5:17 left on the clock after the touchdown from the Broncos. They took the kickoff and never gave the ball back. And they ran it down their throats. No, Von Miller in the heart of the defense took care of it. So, you know, maybe you could buy a few games and maybe Baker heals. Maybe that's the case. But is he the guy that is he can carry us? Quarterback, no. He's a guy that's along for the ride, and you need him to be efficient. And he can make throws. I'm not saying that because I don't think the receiving corps is that good, right? You know, Hooper shows up, and his biggest play was he recovered a fumble that wasn't ruled down by contact inside the two was Case Keenum. But David Njoku's just a guy. Odell Beckham Jr., once in a while, you see a flash, but they're few and far between. Jarvis Landry played tonight. He's hurt again. So you've got a whole offense and obviously the two running backs being hurt. You have no idea what this team's going to look like coming out of the year. Some of them have 3-4 year deals that have already been signed, right? You built your core and your offensive line. You've paid a number of those components right now. But depending on how these next 4 to 6 weeks go, you might be in a position where you're able to draft one of these quarterbacks. Even though you don't love the class, you might be in the market. Because, right, Pittsburgh's going to move on, but the organization's from Ben Roethlisberger, but the organization stands strong. Joe Burrow and company, we've talked about how much you love at least the core there going forward. And then Baltimore just reloads. Even when they look like they're hurt because they lose all their running backs, guess what? They get to turn back the clock, and three guys have big games in a spotlight game against a would-be contending Chargers squad. So for Cleveland and for Baker Mayfield, like by default, he may end up losing out here just by virtue of the circumstances around him. It might not even be the personal evaluation as much as a keeping up with the Joneses and needing a bigger arm.
You know, and just think about this for a second, right? We said last night, look, if Case Keenum shows up and he goes 350 and 4 touchdowns, he's got to keep the job because you need this team to be more dynamic because you've lost a lot of dynamic players. Odell Beckham Jr. is no longer dynamic. Mm-hmm. Your top two running backs are both hurt, and Jarvis Landry is just coming back from injury. You need something else because you need that spark. And it's not that Case Keenum did that. He threw for 200 yards and a touchdown. Okay, you know, that's fine, but the Browns were able to control the football. They got a lot on the ground from D'Ernest Johnson, and the Browns win. You can now slow play Baker Mayfield's return because here's Case Keenum thrust into the starting job, and he played pretty well. I mean, again, this is not where Keenum came in and went crazy and lit up the scoreboard, but without a lot of reps, he has come in on a short week and played pretty well. So now you have not a decision to make, but you have an alternative to Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, your shoulder's injured. You got a couple of injuries there that you're dealing with right now. Okay, take your time. Take your time. Let's see how the team responds with another week to go and a long practice week and Case Keenum getting all the reps and getting more chemistry with his receivers. Let's see what happens here because we've watched Case Keenum do that in the past. Right, you know, everybody remembers with the Vikings a couple of years ago, sure, how great he was when he looked like he was going to be the Ryan Tannehill after years of bouncing around the league, or at least a Ryan Fitzpatrick where he can find some kind of home. It looked like, hey, he's going to be Minnesota's big quarterback, right? Through 22 touchdowns and seven picks. Boy, he was good. But then he goes to Denver. He's just meh. He goes to the Washington football team. He's even less meh. Now he's backing up in Cleveland. Now he's getting his chance again. You know, at 33, it's kind of along that line of a Nick Foles or Fitzpatrick type where, hey, once in a while you can catch lightning in a bottle with a guy and he might be the best guy for your team quarterback-wise going forward. It doesn't mean he's a better quarterback. It, just like when Nick Foles was playing and Carson Wentz was playing for the Eagles, it didn't mean that Foles was better than Carson Wentz, but for whatever reason, the team was functioning better with Nick Foles at quarterback. And if the Browns function with Case Keenum at quarterback, you kind of have to let him do his thing for a while and say Baker will get you back in when things are apparent. And that could be one bad game from Case Keenum. It could be an injury, ineffectiveness from the offense overall. It could be a few things. But if you're the Browns, you have bought yourself a little bit of time. You haven't made any decisions easier, but now you have alternatives to what do we do with all our playmakers hurt. Case Keenum comes in a short week. We play well. He throws for 200 and a touchdown. We get a big day running the football. We have Odell Beckham catching a couple of passes. Jarvis Landry is just coming back. Hey, let's see how things go for a little bit with Case Keenum at quarterback.
Yeah, Landry did pull up after a catch, his fifth of the day. So we'll see what his is going forward, but in his availability, I should say. But when we look at the report that Jay Glazer,
hello,
will join us in a bit, has, you know, we'll talk to him in a few minutes as they wrap up their post-game show and everything. At Jay Glazer on Twitter before the game, it was his report that you have a fracture called tuberosity, top of the humerus, and once that heals, he can come back. And while he's hoping to come back for the next game, the question is how fast does he heal? How much, you know, actual pain? What's the pain tolerance in all of this? He was on the sideline, certainly cheering them on and helping to signal things in and coordinating with Case Keenum about what he was seeing. But now it's all right, you've got a torn labrum, you've got this fracture. Is it better for everybody to just, not that you want to get Wally pipped at any point in your career, even for a short time, but is it better to try to let him heal a bit? Does that change, you know, his ability to follow through on throws, zip on the ball, even if it is the non-throwing arm that you're worried about here, that it all plays together, right? All in unity, all in harmony. And so now you got a guy in Case Keenum, veteran that you brought in. Why? Because he's a capable veteran. He's been there a couple years. He knows the system, knows the principal figures around it. So, yeah, I think you don't fix it if it ain't broke, not to go at him and his broken, you know, body right now. But you had a win against the Denver squad. Again, no Von Miller, but you ran the ball effectively. And when it counted, you were able to get behind that offensive line and roll it. And really, they kind of played the same way they do with Baker Mayfield. Run the football, don't make mistakes, and try to get a defensive stop. And that's what they did tonight.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Browns beat the Broncos 17-14 on TNF. Joining us now to break it all down, our friend. He's on Twitter, at Jay Glazer. That is at Jay Glazer, NFL on Fox Insider. Jay, what's happening, man?
Oh, man, doing great, man. I'm just driving to the airport with my Uber driver, Howie Long, and he just raised his Uber rating as we're speaking. Howie, just pay attention to the road. Pay attention to the road, Howie. Just pay attention to the road.
I can't believe he let you in the car. He didn't pull up, see it was you, and then just keep going.
That's what I'm saying.
Hi, Howie.
Say hi, Howie. Hi, guys.
All right.
Yeah. This is God's way of balancing things out. It can only be so good. I have to drive him to the airport. Just kidding.
Why are you not live streaming this? This would break the internet.
Oh, no, we're on Howie's Instagram Live account. You guys haven't seen that? Oh, yeah.
No.
Huge.
All right.
Oh, social media, okay. Yeah, huge.
At Blockhead.
At Herman Munster. Just go to at Herman Munster.
Now, that's family right there.
Right, he is. Absolutely. No doubt.
Yeah, what a game, though. The Cleveland Browns, all these injuries, your pregame report on Baker Mayfield that just set the world on fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, what it is, when the labrum that, you know, prevents your shoulder from popping in and out, when it popped out last week, according to Baker, popped out, and then the top of that, basically the joint there, right, and that had fractured. So he said, I've got to wait for that. So it's the top. The very top of the humerus. The humerus is basically where the top of your arms. Okay, but the very top of that is your shoulder that goes into that joint, that ball and socket. So that's fractured. And he says, I've got to make sure that gets healed before I come back in. I said, well, I'm trying as much as I can, you know, to make sure I get back there for next week. And I'm like, wow, that's, you know, Baker's tough. We all know that. And for him to even just play with torn, you know, labrum, that's one thing. But then you have that shoulder dislocated. And he said, because of that, he said, until that bone heals, he said, basically, just his shoulder just isn't firing. His rotator cuff just isn't firing. So he's got to get that thing stabilized and healed up. So, look, you know, Baker is thinking it's, you know, in his mind, I think he's the eternal optimist that he's just going to be able to get right back out there. But you really don't know. It's all in the timeline of that bone. When that thing heals up.
He's reading this right off of WebMD.
Hey, he does his research.
I do these reports all the time. These guys kill me because I come on all the time. I'm good with my medical stuff. I'm great. I stayed at the Holiday Inn Express last night. I know what I'm talking about.
Sanjay Gupta.
Sanjay Gupta. Howie, I don't think you're going to get a good Uber rating. I don't think Jay's going to give you a good rating.
Right. Hey, just pay attention to the road, okay, driver? That's right. 2 stars for you.
You know, it says on Uber that both parties should treat the other party the way they'd expect to be treated themselves. I'm just saying that's
we definitely are.
You know, when I retired and I thought, you know, God, what's the future going to be like? This is where I saw myself.
Oh my goodness!
See, you guys never saw this out of Howie Long, did you? You see that?
I always knew he was snarky, funny, but it's great.
I bring out the loving people, right? Everybody, the world is my locker room. There you go. Howard Long, everybody. He's going to be performing this week in Arizona after he drops me off. We're going to –
what's the name
actually,
of
we're going to go clubbing tonight, aren't we? Yeah, we're going out clubbing tonight. I don't, we're going to go out clubbing tonight, Howie and I. We're good with that?
That escalated quickly.
Yeah.
I'm the only athlete in Los Angeles who's never been to a club.
Howie, when Jay says he's going clubbing, it means he's going clubbing and you're going to be the driver. Just so you know, that's what Jay means.
I'll tell you where I'm going is home. I don't know where he's going, but I'm going home.
Well, the club is coming with you home.
There you go. It's clubbed up, just like the Bears a couple of years ago. The disco ball drops when you walk in, I'm sure, Howie.
Jay just starts calling people to come over to Howie's. Oh, my goodness. Jay Glazer and Howie Long with us, and also Dr. Sanjay Gupta from WebMD, also here on the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, Jay, you know, we've been hearing the stories all week. You had bits on this, obviously. Where do things stand with this situation of Deshaun Watson, the Dolphins, a potential trade? Where are things right now?
Man, I think they're, you know, nothing right as of this moment because it really is kind of going like a hour by hour, day by day. And, you know, I thought it was going to happen a couple weeks ago. I just knew that those two teams were talking. Like, originally, this is the timeline. I mean, Houston at first in camp wouldn't even take anybody's call. They weren't responding to anybody at all. And then they started at least responding to some texts. It was their GM, Nick Cassero, just wouldn't get back anybody. I think at first they thought maybe he's actually going to play first. And then when they realized, all right, that's not going to happen, he's not going to do that. But just the way they've kind of played it also, they're not being active. They're just waiting for people to call them. They're not saying, okay, oh, right, we have you know, this team offering this and then calling around those other teams you know need a quarterback, saying, hey, it's this now. You know, the normal trick, the way you do, you know, if you're trying to build things up, okay, look, Miami, you know, like call Philadelphia. Miami's offering this now. Would you guys do more? You know, Carolina, they were in it. They used to be in it. They're not out of it anymore. But, you know, it's just kind of weird how they've done it. Denver, which was looking for a quarterback, they've never even responded to Denver. So it's just like, it's kind of odd how they've gone about it. It's always been like, all right, Miami or nothing. When other teams, you know, if you call and continue to just try at least on your end, you know he's not going to be there. Try and build up as much trade interest as you can, and they just haven't done that.
You can follow him on Twitter at Jay Glazer. That is at Jay Glazer. Don't forget, party at Howie Long's tonight, 1313 Mockingbird Lane. Whoa. Is the address. Howie's going to have drinks and all kinds of stuff ready and food. It's going to be a big blowout. Just show up. Jay says everybody is welcome.
Absolutely, baby. Hey, just Howie would say goodbye, but he's too busy. I'm making sure he's focusing on the road because I just want it. I want my driver just focusing on my safety.
That's how to get a great Uber rating.
All love, fellas. Thanks
Take
so
it
much,
easy, guys.
See you guys.
Be safe. How do you like that?
That was
special guest star Howie Long.
I'm on Instagram Live at Herman Munster. Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
That's family, right? Yeah. Jay says it all the time. I mean, there's a shining example of it. So
how much did Jay sound like the guy? Like, hey, I just got in from out of town. I'm ready. Let's go out. Show me the sights. And how he's like, dude, I've worked all day. I'm exhausted. I'm going home. I'm tired. can we just do something tomorrow? Can we do it tomorrow? I know you're excited, but let's just do something tomorrow.
So good.
Oh, that was awesome. If you missed any of that, we'll definitely put that up. Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts, you get it. We'll put it up on our Twitter account at Fox Sports Radio as well. Awesome stuff with Jay. And now Howie Long, apparently. New friend of the show. More big stuff from the NFL and a big night on the NBA Hardcourt next right here. Fox.